Carter Bakery is really not a Dallas phenomenon. It was founded probably 30 years ago in Chicago, but it quickly came here. Brinker bought it, grew Carter Bakery like crazy, actually had to separate it out from Maggiano's. But then it's had a series of owners. One, two, Rourke owned it in 11, and then it was sold, and then it was another. Then it filed for Chapter 11 in 2023. But now it's back and roaring back, by all estimates, and on a growth mode right now. Chris Durod is the CEO of Carter Bakery and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, I am too, and it is because Carter Bakery is an old favorite, but boy, I tell you, it has been down a rocky road. I guess the Chapter 11 was what finally got rid of some debt. So tell me what you're doing with the concept right now.
You know, we've done a lot. We've now owned the business for 2 years, so it's flown by, and we've done a lot of things. So we've fixed the food. We've invested a lot back onto the plate. We've brought some old time favorites back that were lost. Some of them were lost because of COVID. Some of them were lost for other reasons, but some of those favorites were brought back. We've invested in our facilities. You know, we've remodeled almost 25% of our company owned stores. We've built 5 stores. We had a grand opening in Irvine on Monday this week. We've invested in technology. We've built a fantastic team. That's probably been our biggest investment. We've hired a number of folks onto our executive team. That's just some of the things that we've done. We've done a lot of work, and we've still got a lot of work to do, but we're excited about where we're at.
You know, it's interesting. I saw a release of how you're positioning it, and it's sort of a value. I know you've got a deal for $4 for a chicken salad sandwich or bacon and egg croissant, but this is sort of what we'd seen Chili's do in sort of overwhelming McDonald's. You know, offering something that of a comparable price that normally would be a quick service restaurant, but in a better environment, someplace where you could sit down and enjoy it. Sounds like you're after that too.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's been a lot out there about, you know, inflation, restaurant price inflation, things like that. And we challenged ourselves to come up with a program that would be, number one, the best price program out there. So at $3.99, I think we're priced better than anyone else. And you can come have our sandwiches for breakfast. We have breakfast sandwiches, lunch, dinner, et cetera. And I think we're the best value out there. On the flip side, we had to make sure that, you know, it would still work for us as a business. And so we were able to come up with a program that I think's, again, the best program out there. You mentioned Chili's. They've been on fire. They've got an interesting program. But, you know, we're 60, 70% cheaper than they are. So I think our program's better. I think our food's fantastic. And, I think we've had a great response so far.
So tell me about the footprint right now, because prior to your acquisition a couple of years ago, it had been downsizing. They closed up a lot of units. A lot of units didn't make it through COVID. I guess maybe that was the final push over. Are you back growing it again?
We are. So we've opened 5 or 6 locations since we took over 2 years ago.
So you mentioned Irvine that you just opened up. California seems to be... You really seem to have California saturated.
Yeah. You know, Southern California is a big market for us, as is Chicago. As you mentioned, that's where we were founded. And then Dallas-Fort Worth's are, another one of our 3 biggest markets. So those are our 3 biggest markets. But, you know, we're in a lot of states. We're in a lot of cities, and we do well. What's so interesting is we do really well from Washington, D.C. all the way to Southern California and everywhere in between.
You know, I was looking at the locations there for right now. Anyway, there are a lot of sort of one-offs. I see one in Tennessee, one in Oregon, one in New Mexico, one in Nevada. You know, there's not a lot of concentration. Are you going back in and filling in the holes?
You know, some of those stores that have those one-offs are owned by single store franchisees. And so, some of it's happened because of that. And, you know, we've had some franchise growth and some franchise interest. We had a franchise store open just a month and a half ago. At the same time, we're talking to, about a dozen potential franchise partners, seriously talking to about a dozen serious franchise partners to to, you know, help bring Corner Bakery to new markets. So I think about a year from now, we're going to have a lot of really good news. Some of it's going to come just a month from now, but I think a year from now, we're going to have a lot of really good news about Corner Bakery coming to a number of different markets.
Yeah, it sounds like you're using this as a pretty good growth vehicle. I know your family has like 500 restaurants, SSCP, CC's and Sonic's and Applebee's and Roy's. But is this the growth vehicle for you now?
I don't know that I'd say that. This is a definitely a growth vehicle, but you know, I think all of our brands are well positioned. You know, CC's is growing. Roy's we're working on a new location right now. You know, so those are the three brands that we own ourselves, and then we're a franchisee of Applebee's and Sonic. And so, you know, we're looking to grow in all five of those brands. We're also looking to acquire new brands. So, you know, growth for us is going to come through acquisitions, new store growth, and, you know, most importantly, the most important growth to us is, you know, taking care of our customers and hoping that they frequent us more often.
You know, it's always intrigued me about the concentration of ownership down here in Dallas, in particular, North Texas. Now, I know you're an SMU graduate, so maybe it's logical that you would be here. But what is it about this area that has become a magnet for growth in this industry?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I think there's a few things, right? Some of it is we've had, you know, whether it's Norman Brinker, Phil Romano, or folks like that who've been restaurant innovators, and I'm just naming two of many. And you fast forward to today, there's a lot of local restaurateurs who've come up with some really cool brands and concepts. So we've had that history for a long time in Dallas-Fort Worth. And then, you know, you add to that, I mean, we've got a big airport. We're in the middle of the country. A lot of folks don't mind living here. So when you're a large restaurant company and you're looking for a place to be headquartered, you know, DFW is a pretty appealing place. You can attract a lot of talent. You can get to either coast pretty quickly. And so I think there's a number of reasons that's made us a town that's, you know, got so many restaurant companies based here.
All right. Well, talking to you has made me hungry. Now tomorrow I'm going to have to go get a panini. I know that. We wish you a lot of luck with this. Like I say, it's an old brand that has a pretty loyal following. Chris Terod is the CEO of Corner Bakery. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.